Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. The 2015 legislative session is over. Lawmakers clocked out this morning after the House failed in another attempt to approve a statewide infrastructure bill. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka has more from the Capitol.
The House was told by the Senate to try one more time to pass a negotiated $150 million statewide infrastructure proposal. That failed. Again. The Senate was on standby, and after the House voted again to adjourn, this time for good, senators quickly disposed of two infrastructure bills on the agenda. The first, House Bill 402, was targeted specifically toward eastern Montana. President Pro Tem Eric Moore of Miles City says the Senate chose not to remove their amendments. Doing that would have sent the bill to the governor. Moore thinks if they had done that, it would have jeopardized the other infrastructure funding bill, House Bill 8.
Which was regional water. So that's why that was done the way it was. We know that 402 is going to be vetoed by the governor. Obviously, we as Republicans would have liked to get some infrastructure bill on his desk, even one we knew was going to be vetoed, but we decided to trade politics for policy and not sacrifice House Bill 8 for the regional water projects that are critical across the state.
The sponsor of House Bill 402 is Speaker Austin Knutson of Culbertson. The Republican says for the second straight session, money to help Bakken-impacted eastern Montana communities has failed.
I'm disappointed, obviously. You know, with that being said, I knew the governor didn't have much appetite for House Bill 402. I think there was an effort by his party in the Senate to protect him from that vote. But, I mean, that's why we negotiated so hard for Senate Bill 416.
Knutson was part of the negotiating team on that bill. He also spoke publicly in support of it and voted every time for Senate Bill 416, even though his Republican caucus was divided. Because of the bonding component, the bill needed a supermajority in both chambers to pass. It got that easily in the Senate, but couldn't muster the necessary 67 final House votes. Some conservative Republican lawmakers said they wouldn't vote for the bill because they didn't want to pass on debt to future generations. Senate Bill 416 would have provided grants and loans for local government road, water, and sewer projects. It also provided money for a new building for the Montana Historical Society, expansion of mental health facilities in Warm Springs and Lewistown, and several renovations of Montana University System buildings that addressed federal ADA requirements, public health, and life safety. Finally, it had a loan for the Southwest Montana Veterans Home. Some opponents objected to those projects or the fact public school projects weren't getting funding. Senate Majority Leader Matt Rosendale says that's why some conservative House Republicans wanted negotiations to resume.
It's my understanding that the governor sent the message down that he was not going to accept any amendments on 416. When we concluded our business on Saturday, there was a number of members of the House and Senate that said we would be glad to sit down and work through the entire weekend to actually change legislation. And we were told that they were not going to change legislation. They were going to take the weekend to try and change minds. So that is not acceptable.
I think we heard a number of different excuses and reasons why a small group in the House didn't want to actually create jobs and invest in our infrastructure.
Governor Steve Bullock didn't directly answer when asked if his administration wouldn't accept further changes to the bill, saying only this was a Republican bill.
It's a little disappointing that they're trying to find fault at this point when you had 90 days to come up with a proposal. We put ours out even before the session began. The same folks that are saying, well, we should have invested money into the quality schools programs weren't supporting the quality schools program in the first instance.
Bullock says those Republicans who voted no on a GOP-crafted plan will now have to explain to their voters why their statewide infrastructure bill failed. Even though lawmakers tangled over and ultimately let die Senate Bill 416, there is money for infrastructure projects from this legislative session. Bullock did sign into law House Bill 11. The Treasurer's State Endowment provides money for statewide water and wastewater projects. Bullock also signed House Bill 6 for renewable resource grants and loans to help with irrigation projects or other water and wastewater improvements. The governor is considering three other infrastructure bills, including the GOP's proposal for long-range building projects. House Bill 403 contains money for some higher education buildings, as well as for Habitat Montana, the Upland Game Bird Program, and for fisheries. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.